Yeah, thank you very much for this kind invitation to be part of this kickoff session. Let me start by briefly looking back into my own academic past, since I grew to become a social and cultural anthropologist and a psychological anthropologist more particularly. More than 20 years ago, I took my first interdisciplinary course as a student at Heidelberg University, which was offered by a cognitive anthropologist, who later would become my doctoral supervisor, his name is Jörg Wassmann, and a psychologist, a colleague of his, at the University of Heidelberg. Such seminars were rare at that time in Germany, and I think they still are. Indeed, anthropologists who dared to work with colleagues from the psi disciplines were considered somehow subversive, if not unethical, within the at least German anthropological circle. We, of course, all know that in their search for universals, psychologists and psychiatrists tend to disseminate a hegemonic stance and generalize matters in methodological as well as conceptual terms. Still, I would follow my doctoral supervisor's advice at making attempts to collaborate with colleagues from other disciplines if our goals or the questions that we seek answers for were similar or even the same. Today, I am part of an interdisciplinary team of three anthropologists, two psychiatrists, and one psychologist. We are quite diverse. Not only are the anthropologists quite diverse, but the psi colleagues are as well. So the major psychiatrist is Timing Tam Tha. She was born, raised, and trained in Vietnam. Her husband, colleague Eric, is a German, but with profound Vietnamese language skills. And then we have a young scholar psychologist who is German, but with Vietnamese parents. So you see that in this diverse team, and the anthropologists are, of course, we have people with migrant history, but we also have without migrant history, but with friendships going back to years before they became anthropologists, with the children of former South Vietnamese refugees. So you see, this is our team. And jointly, we try to explore the affective efforts in the lives of elderly German Vietnamese migrants in order to foster a person-centered or patient-based medicine, as just said by Thomas, within Berlin's carescape. We do so by conducting research in the clinic and beyond via a multi-perspectival approach. The ethnographic observations made by the team's anthropologists in different social, spatial, and structural environments outside the clinic complement the insights gained in psychotherapeutic encounters, and they regularly feed the development of an innovative, we hope that it is innovative at least, affect and emotion-focused group therapy, as developed by our psi colleagues, but of course not without an anthropological influence. Also, our team has been active in solidifying an engaged network of helping professionals in Berlin's cascade. Interdisciplinary work is at times arduous for various reasons. We spent a lot of time for team intervisions during which we merged our individual findings. We debate, often in highly conflictive ways, the concepts and the methods that we employ in our respective disciplines, and we even try to come up with our own interdisciplinary concepts. When it comes to scientifically publishing together, we face the dilemma that a paper becomes either too anthro or too psi-oriented in terms of the overall approach, content, and style, as both sides, of course, have to comply with their respective publication rules. Also, tensions between the different kinds of researchers might arise because while clinicians are required to maintain at least a certain professional distance, we as anthropologists usually try to delve into our interlocutors' lives as deeply as possible to achieve an ethnographic closeness. This in turn enables us to take on a decided position as engaged anthropologists between the different professionals, the formal and informal caregivers, and all persons concerned. Despite the reasons that I've mentioned, we are still convinced in our team that our joint efforts are worthwhile because we have a common goal. We want to contribute to the improvement of migrant healthcare services, at least in Berlin, and hopefully in broader carescapes of Germany. So based on this team experience, let me now try to envision where we may go from here as psychological anthropologists. First, I argue we should continue interdisciplinary collaborations despite all potential hazards in order to address both human universalities and human particularities. For at least I always ask myself, how can both sides of the interdisciplinary divide know what is universal without knowing what is particular and vice versa? Psychological anthropology, of course, has a long history in detecting the cultural particularities in assumed universalities. Second, psi institutions are, of course, products of history, and they emerge and re-emerge in relation to spatio-temporal, social, societal, and political transformations. Therefore, there is, I positively and maybe naively imagine the chance that the psi disciplines will move closer to ethnography. Think, for instance, of the cultural phenomenology strand within psychiatry. There are certainly there's certainly some critique, which will maybe also addressed in this panel, towards these cultural phenomenologists. But anyway, they are trying, at least. Moreover, rather than just blaming psi colleagues to be ignorant of what ethnography has to offer, we have to critically assess the structural constraints of what counts as knowledge in the psi disciplines and in other disciplines, including anthropology and psychological anthropology more specifically. Also, we have to differentiate, I believe, more closely between what psi colleagues scientifically represent when they go on conferences, when they publish papers in their journals, and what they as individual therapists do in everyday therapy. Third, as psychological anthropology involves research with people who experience vulnerabilities and suffering, I strongly recommend intradisciplinary collaborations. I believe that anthropological team research increases the chance to somehow more responsibly assess difficult situations, and that it refines our own emotional attunement in the field. In contrast to the majority of individually conducted anthropological research, the anthropologists in our team also benefited from intradisciplinary multi-perspectivity. I know this sounds a bit too complicated, but we like to go together to the field and ask ourselves, was it correct what I did? Was it correct how I asked? And with having a colleague by your side, Edda is here, my colleague in the field, and we do that together, not always, but sometimes, and it really helps. I hope you would agree to that, but I think you do. So we systematically cooperated in the contextualization and interpretation of situations, especially if they were charged with uncomfortable affects, and sometimes we joined each other in the field. In combining these exchanges with the regular interventions of our entire interdisciplinary team, we at least hoped that we were able to contextualize both our interlocutors as well as our own affective resonances. And fourth, and here I come to an end, while I am convinced that theoretical and methodological impulses will be triggered with the onset of this new European network for psychological anthropology, I also truly hope that with the onset with the network, we will find strategies, pragmatic ones, hopefully or maybe, To make sure that a critical psychological anthropology will be heard in European societies and in their respective healthcare policies. And I would really try to work at making others and other disciplines aware of the fact that anthropologists, or the category of the anthropologist, should be included in the list of helping professionals. So this is where I end, and yeah, thank you very much.